What's up, viewers? Welcome to the Expanse After Show. Today we're talking about episode 5, Home, and we have a very special phone call guest. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, so exciting. Oh, and you're back. Maria's back. Yay!
Hey, guys.
So, welcome to the Expanse After Show. Today, we're talking about episode 5, Home. My name is Carrie Lane. You can find me online at Carrie D. Lane. And my co-host, Maria's back. Why don't you introduce yourself?
For sure. Hey, guys. Maria here. And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Maria Cavasudo.
And we have a very special phone call guest. We have none other than Naomi Dominique Tipper. Woo!
Yeah. Hi.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And I know it's a little late over there across the pond, but, you know, we're happy to have you.
I thought I'd give up some of my beauty sleep for you guys tonight.
Oh, man, that's so good.
You don't need much beauty sleep. You're gorgeous, so you're fine.
Oh, stop it.
No, seriously, though, we do rave about you all the time over here. Like, you have no idea.
Mm-hmm. She makes face look good.
Mm-hmm.
And those jumpsuits look good, too.
Say that again?
I said you make those jumpsuits look good.
Thanks, ladies.
Well, we're just going to start talking a little bit about the episode, and Dominique, feel free to chime in and any behind the scenes or thoughts on the episode, and then we might have random questions as we go along.
Sure.
And then, so we open up with kind of what happened last time. Miller and Eros is moving, and fast, to Earth.
Yes.
Very fast.
It sure is.
Now, Dominique, what's it like for you when, you know, you work on set and then you get to see the final product with all the special effects?
My mind is always massively blown. I mean, Bob Monroe, who does our VFX, and his team are just the most incredible team of people. And it always exceeds my expectations of what I imagine it to be like and what I've kind of acted along to in my head, and then I see it and it just blows my mind. I never believe it, and I always send Bob an email gushing about it.
we have a live chat going on in this video, and someone just wrote in, Laud said, Dominique is very perfect cast for Naomi.
Aw, thanks.
Yeah, I've been reading the books, and we've talked about a little bit of the book to the show, and casting did an amazing job with this show because everyone fits their character so well. Like, it's spot on.
I feel like that, even, you know, aside from me, just with everyone else. Everyone has such an essence of their character. It's unbelievable.
And then, if you want to touch a little bit, you talked about it at the Comic-Con panel, and then we've talked about it with Noreen a little bit last episode, but also the diversity of casting on this show as well is pretty amazing.
I mean, there is such a large effort to make sure that the characters stay true to, you know, as much as possible to how they were written, and also just making sure that we have a diverse universe on our screen, in our show, and everyone is heavily committed to that, and I'm just, I don't know, I feel really proud and grateful that I'm part of a show that stays dedicated to the cause, to just showing a normal society on a television show.
Mm-hmm. Now, Dominique, I remember when we had Cass on here, he actually spoke about not knowing if season 2 was actually going to happen, literally right before the night that you guys were supposed to be like shooting or something like that. How did it feel for you to know that you guys got a season 2? I know we're a little into it, obviously, right now, but how was that?
Well, I think we all found out on New Year's Eve. That we were getting a season 2. So I was literally out in the club, and at 11:30, I think I got an email saying that we'd been renewed. So I was like, Happy New Year! It was great.
That is quite the New Year's present, that's
absolutely
for sure.
And, it is weird, though. I always get a bit diggy around this time of year because it's like waiting to find out if we're going to get a season.
What someone in the chat asked, how would you name, if you had a pet Nuke, if you named it? Well, because Miller's dragging around, it's kind of like a pet.
Yeah, totally.
It's so funny because I'm not sure I'd be as calm as Miller in that situation, to be honest, or want to call my new Capet name. But as we're in this kind of mood, I think I'll go for... Oh, this is quite a difficult choice. I'd probably have to go for something light, like Tweety Pie.
There you go.
Might as well, like, you know, lighten the situation.
Might as well, if you're going to call it a pet name, you know.
And we had Jack in the tweet in the chat, sorry, said, how much will you miss working with Thomas Jane? Because as of right now, you guys are kind of separated.
I know, I can't deal with it. And the, yeah, I, do you know what, to be honest, like, I was quite teary while we were shooting a lot of those scenes because, you know, in the fiction side of it, obviously, you know what has happened. But for me, I was like, he's not going to be here anymore. And we just got him. And we just got to do, like, really cool scenes with him. And he's bonded with the crew. And it was lovely having him on set in our world. It was a nice change up for us. And, yeah, now he's pissed off with Julie, so...
Yeah. And speaking of your bond with Miller, how was it for you if you... you know how in the book and... the characters were, you know, cordial, but they weren't necessarily friendly. But the show took it a direction where they could bond as belters. What were those scenes like?
Oh, they were amazing. They were some of my favorite scenes in the show because, you know, it was very, and you'll see as the show goes on, it's a very important part of Naomi's arc this season, mm-hmm. of her kind of reassociating herself with her belter roots. And so... Miller is almost the first one that spurs her into that, you know, along with the drummer. Mm-hmm. But, she, you know, that you watch the connection she's made with Miller, that's where the heart is. And, I mean, it was amazing. And I really like that part and the kind of change of that in the storyline because I think it serves... the rest of her particular storyline really, really well. And I think it was a bit of a surprise for everyone because the writers were like, you know, this is going to be a Holden and Miller thing. But for some reason, it just panned out in the writing of the story that it was us that was bonding. And I think the scenes were quite lovely, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I particularly really liked them as well, just because I think they hit, like, a much deeper level. Not a deeper level like, you know, obviously mm-hmm. Holden and Naomi have their own deep level, but I'm talking about just, like, a something that maybe she hadn't really experienced throughout the show, at least so far as we've seen. So it was really nice to see her kind of, like, have, like, feel home in a very real way, at least mm-hmm. to viewers. So it was really great.
Yeah. Yeah, because you don't know much about Naomi, and all anyone really knows is that she's... been shady, really, mm-hmm. and that, like everyone else, she's running from her past. So,
yeah,
to see it kind of catch up with her in this way or start to reassert itself in this way, I think is quite lovely and it gives it a lot more weight, I feel, going forward.
Yeah, and if you want to touch upon how does it feel to play such a badass female character, because we were talking about how many characters on the show are like. Totally amazing female characters. Yeah. It's not just like one.
They're great, aren't they? I every time I talk about this, I still can't believe it. I just think it's wonderful. And, you know, I keep seeing stuff on Twitter where people are saying like sci-fi are at the forefront mm-hmm. of having, you know, four lead characters that are women in strong positions and people of color. And I think it's wonderful. And I think it's, a welcome step forward, and I just feel so blessed to be a part of it and be playing one of these characters. I'd be super jealous if I was watching this happen mm-hmm. and I wasn't a part of it, I think. So yeah, I feel quite blessed and privileged to be doing it.
And then another interesting question from the chat, and because it's speaking of we're listening to your voice, DF says, I wonder how Dominique feels about being the only character with an East London accent on the show.
I love it. And it's so rare from a different side of the pond, should I say, mm-hmm. that you see working class British actors on screen. Hmm. So there was a discussion in the beginning of whether... Naomi should have an RP accent, mm-hmm. which is like the Queen's English, and mm-hmm. I was so super against it, and I think everyone else was in the end. I was like, she's, you know, if there's a one comparison I can make, I feel like she's got that kind of working class feel to her. Mm. So yeah, I actually love it, because you know, we've got a big thing going on in Britain at the moment where there's just not enough working class actors on screen. Hmm. You know, we love our middle and upper class actors, but there is a voice missing, and it's because a lot of working class kids can't afford to go to acting school. So to be honest, it actually seems like quite a light thing, but it runs quite deep for me that I get to keep my East London accent. And everyone in Britain always asks me, they're like, are you American in the show, or do you get to keep your accent? I'm like, I get to keep my East London accent, and everyone's like, yay. Oh, so it's quite lovely. Yeah,
that's awesome.
And kind of jumping ahead, but still a good question from the chat. DePeach says, can you ask, what was your reaction when you learned the twist that Julie was the seed crystal? And a different question, but a really good question. What do you think about how Naomi is so unique because she's a badass who doesn't use violence, which in and of itself is kind of unique?
Yeah, at least not yet.
Yeah, not yet.
I don't know if that'll happen, but yeah.
No, she... yeah, I actually love that about her, because I think it lends to her vulnerability and her strength. Mm. And I love playing that kind of, that she is very forward and assertive and strong in what she believes, but at the same time it's not from a violent point of view. I think it's refreshing, actually. And what was the other part of the question?
What did you think of the reveal about Julie being the seed crystal?
Yes, I knew she was the seed crystal already.
What about reacting to the visual of it?
Okay, that... I literally watched it finished last week, and I wept pretty much the whole latter part of the episode. I was weeping, and as this was one of my very gushy moments where I emailed Bob Monroe and was just like, you are genius. She looks beautiful, the scene's beautiful, I can't stop crying. Like, I just thought it was gorgeous and ethereal, and she kind of looks like this mix between like a mermaid and an alien,
but
kind
also
of underwater
like an
siren thing.
Also kind of like an angel. I feel like that's how she looks as well. Oh, I love it. You pointed out something great. I mean, I was telling Carrie as we're watching this that it looks ethereal. It's very, very, very gorgeous.
Yeah, someone in the chat earlier said like a space angel.
Yeah, space angel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it's very fitting for that moment, actually. Mm-hmm.
Mm. And then going back into the episode, towards the beginning, we have Avasarala going, okay, what's going on? And it was an interesting episode because they kind of jumped in between the like everybody's storyline, and they kind of mentioned how physics are off a bit because the protomolecule can break the rules. And then we get the team is like, okay, we need a contingency plan, and they're going to try to rescue Miller. And a moment I really liked for your character, Dominique, was how they're kind of like, okay, what should we do? And you point out, okay, we should be risking our ass because Miller is risking his. So it's like, come on, guys, get on the game.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Naomi's way of telling everyone to man up, basically. you know, again, it's a testament to her feeling realigned with her fellow Belter, and he's out there. I think as well, the whole idea of like a Belter saving Earth and saving the solar system is really rung kind of true to Naomi, and I think it's a fairy tale that she wanted to not come true, but be a part of that legacy if that's what was going to happen. Because it's an important message for everyone. So I think that's a lot to do with it as well. And it's just, like I say, another strand of her redefining herself and where she stands and who she is in this group and who she is in relation to the wider issues that are going on in the universe.
Hmm. Very good point. I also, now, since the crew doesn't really get to know what's going on on Earth, I personally enjoyed Aaron Wright freaking out, calling Mal, kind of like, Earth is in trouble.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's like, wait a minute, this wasn't part of your plan. What's happening? I'm a little scared.
So, I know. I love that freak out moment. I love that whole relationship, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And they're both such great actors. But yeah, that was a great moment. Really good moment.
And then they're thinking, like, for Earth, okay, maybe we should evacuate and we should blow up Eros, but then wait, maybe that makes it spread. But Earthlings don't care. We should just nuke it because that's the safe plan.
Yeah, because that's always the safest. I know.
And it's so what Earthers would do as well. Like, even now, if that happened, mm-hmm. that would be the exact train of thought. I love how close the show kind of is to reality.
Oh, yeah.
What would probably happen.
We talked about that a few episodes ago, like when they were at the Earth kind of like a UN meeting and there was a very specific political thing that happened. We're like, wow, that seems very current eventsy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it's crazy because this wasn't, you know, this was written a while ago and then there's been some adjustments.
But it's
but
funny
still.
How writing will do that sometimes.
That's what's fascinating. The whole season's like that as well. You just wait.
There apparently someone in the chat was saying DF said the saddest part of losing Miller is that's one fewer character with a sweet haircut. Naomi alone is on the Rosie rocking the shave sides now.
And every other belter in the universe, but yeah, I know what he's saying. Out of the lead characters.
Yeah.
And then Pamela in the chat asks, have you read the books?
I've read the first book, but I stopped reading because it was like looking into a crystal ball of Naomi's future, and I didn't like it. And I love that I open a script now and I don't know what's going to happen. It just keeps it really fresh for me, especially when we're shooting for like 6 months. I don't want to know the whole story before I even get there. So, I stopped. We built the world, and I use the books a lot to help with my assistance of creating Naomi and building the universe. But as we're kind of past that now, and the simple fact that we can really trust our writers, I'm happy to like just see what happens.
Yeah, I think it totally makes sense for the first book because it's like, who is this character? Where are they coming from? But now it's like,
this world?
Yes.
You know, it's so dense and sprawling. Like, you have to read the book.
I think you have a good idea of not reading it because we're having that between me and Maria of like, okay, wait, I'm not going to tell you what happens.
Yeah, because Carrie's read them and I haven't. So I'm always like, she always tells me like, oh, do you want to know? And I'm like, no, don't tell me anything.
I'm like, you're basically me.
I feel you.
All the boys, I'm like, don't tell me what happens. Don't.
James in the chat asked, will we get to know more about the Amos Naomi backstory?
Ooh, I'd love that.
Not so much in this season, but
okay.
I don't know if everyone's aware, but two of our writers, Hallie Lambert and Georgia Lee, have penned an Origins comic, a digital comic.
Ooh.
And so the first one was Holden's story in the Navy, and I think the second one is going to be how Naomi and Amos met. I'm not exactly sure when it's coming out, but I'll tweet it. So...
Mm-hmm.
Not so much in the season because we're focusing more in the present and how Holden and Naomi's relationship affects Amos, and you actually get to see a bit more of Amos's arc, which is incredible, and Wes just nails the hell out of it. So that is something to massively look forward to. But we don't go back in this season to the honeymoon moment with us.
how was it between you and Stephen kind of taking it a next step to leave it really vague, but how was that?
Stephen is like one of the most incredible people to work with. He's so accommodating, and I think we were excited about it because it kind of gets to the really juicy bit of our characters, and not for the obvious reasons. And I think this relationship and how it plays out is alternative to what we're used to seeing on screen with romantic relationships, and the things that come between them and the things that they struggle over are really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So me and Stephen loved playing out this arc of Holden and Naomi, and I think it almost ended up being like the soul of the season, because everything that was happening on a larger scale played out between us as a couple. Mm. So it's really interesting, and there's a lot of moments for us that I think the viewers are actually going to really enjoy. Actually,
I'm looking forward to it.
Mm, I'm looking forward to seeing what you all think.
Yeah, no, we were totally rooting for Team Holden and Naomi. Oh, yeah, what did 100%. We call? We said
hold me.
Shipping.
Hold me. Yeah,
we should.
We said, hold
yeah.
me.
Hold me. That's your
hold
the official.
Me. Yep. I love that. Hashtag hold me. That's so poignant in so many ways.
Yeah, it just
it works. Mm-hmm. DePeach in the chat asked, they haven't got to address it too much because so much is going on, but does Dominique think about how her relationship with Amos might change because she's seeing Holden now?
Oh, yeah. You'll see that in the show. Mm. There's some I'm not going to obviously say anything, but there sure. are some defining Namus moments.
Mm-hmm. Namus. No, I like it. I like that one too.
And then back to our storyline, we have Miller and that wonderful timer. That added
oh,
so much
God,
tension.
Wasn't he brilliant?
Oh, I had so
and
much
comedy,
anxiety
too.
I felt so much anxiety watching this episode.
Yeah, beep.
I was anxious, and I've seen it.
Yep.
Then he starts hearing voices, and then when he's on the casino floor, that's when he starts really seeing the lights going on.
As soon as
I
he's
know.
In there, I'm like...
It's amazing. I love that bit.
It's so good.
Everyone's a winner.
It's yeah. Oh, that is great. Everyone's yeah. a winner on Arrows. Yeah. At the same time, I was watching it and I'm like, this can't be good. This is just not going to be good. That's why I felt so much anxiety.
Were you
I'm
freaking
like,
out?
I was freaking out. I'm like, this just is not going to be good. And those little...
I know, because you're kind of in denial. It starts to dawn on you that he's probably not going to get out of there. And mm-hmm. you're like, well, no, like the one of you know the main character's not going to get killed off. Of course not. And then it's like, oh my God, no, this is happening. He's found Julie. No.
When he took off that mask, that was it for me. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yes. Oh, my
put
gosh. Yeah.
Put it back on.
Put it back on.
Well, before he gets to you guys, before he finds Julie, he has, like, the loses contact with you guys, regains it, and then is just talking, and then eventually just turns it off. He's like, no, I'm done.
Yep. Yeah. And, harsh, but very Miller-ish.
Yes. Yeah. And he's like, okay, guys, stop the brakes at least because, you know, you're freaking Arrows out. Yeah, then we have the protomolecules are building that. We had that hand and the voices, and then they start saying the Razorback now.
Yes! That was the giveaway. You've been paying attention, mm-hmm. you were like, hang on, Razorback, Julie, oh my God. And do you know what else I love? I love that, like, in this really heavy science fiction show, that Miller almost starts to follow his intuition, and everyone's going, what the hell are you talking about? No, Miller, mm-hmm. no. He's like, no, guys, like, I'm going to trust my gut and go with it. And I kind of love that bit in it because I'm like, I'm quite spiritual and, you know, I'm very into intuition and everything. And I kind of feel that there's just that moment when he knows what he's there to do. Mm-hmm. So he turns us off. He's like, no, this is it. This is happening. I'm gonna go to Julie. I love the whole, that's why I love the visuals of it, because it matches his... kind of change from being such a cynical character into almost being this kind of quite spiritual one. That was my take on it anyway.
Oh yeah, no, definitely.
It definitely showed a very nice side of him. Unfortunately, we won't see much more of that side, but it was nice when we saw it.
Yes.
Very soft.
Mm, yeah, very lovely.
Yeah, how they were like, okay, you're going to go negotiate with her? It's like, what?
Yeah. And yeah, I mean, realistically, he kind of got what he wanted, you know, all along. So it kind of comes full circle. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, it was just so beautiful, and it was shot beautiful, and the effects were beautiful. And it was like, okay, wait, let's go somewhere else. We're going to go to Venus. For the books, I was talking with Marie a little bit about it before. I'm like, well, it doesn't go as quickly as that described. I thought he was still talking with the ship, and then I think Holden suggests, like, Venus is a safe spot to go because it's not going to infect the planet in a bad way. But I loved how the show made it more beautiful, because in the book, I envisioned it a little more, like, gross, because it was, like, half her body with the protomolecule, and he had it, like... I was waiting for that. I'm like, please don't, let's not have, when he takes his mask off, I'm like, don't have it on his face.
Yeah. No, I think it was much more beautiful than it was probably intended to be, and no one wants Holden Button in that moment. Like, no. Let's just leave them to it.
Yep,
100%. Let's let Miller have his send off, mm-hmm. and let's make it beautiful. And yeah, and then they're just hitchhiking to Venus. I'd love it.
It's something that's great about this show is how the book and the show work so well together and independently, because how you just said, you know, it gave them their moment alone, but you don't really feel they're butting in when you're reading it per se. But within a show,
of course, yeah,
it works better.
It would have felt like that. It would have felt mm-hmm. like intrusive, I think. So I think that was a good choice. And our team is great at doing those changes, mm-hmm. transitions for the show, because sometimes, like you say, just how it reads, it's not going to transition as well onto screen. So yeah, I think those kind of creative decisions that are made are pretty solid most of the time.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Then interesting question, I'd love to hear Naomi's perspective on this. I'm not sure how to pronounce it, but queer something. Will the leadership role of the Rossi crew be more fleshed out this season? Because Holden seems to be weak leader in the show.
Ooh.
Them fighting words.
That is controversial, because I don't think he's weak. I think he has to make some of the toughest decisions. It's really hard.
this person sounds a bit more like a Naomi fan, I'm guessing, in terms of leadership.
Hey.
Do you know what? I mean, the struggle of leadership mm-hmm. still plays out between Naomi and Holden, but in a very different way. It's not about the ship and the mechanics of the ship. Mm. It's about really big decisions with very personal and solar system-wide consequences. And I just think that... that's the way that it gets fleshed out. You'll still not know whose side you're on, or you might do, but I think you'll still be kind of divided as an audience.
Mm.
So, yeah, it kind of carries on. It kind of gets fleshed out, but you'll see as it goes on, it's just probably not how you expect if you haven't read the books.
I think their relationship so far has been very natural and realistic, romantic and otherwise, because, you know, like any leader, you know, they do their best, but it's nice to have other people to provide other viewpoints so, you know, they can balance each other out.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah,
that's the whole
exactly.
point of the team.
Yeah. And then, Peach said, are we going to see more lighthearted moments in the series? The ones so far, like the lasagna scene, have been fan favorites and helped the audience get to know the characters.
Oh,
it did
fun.
Get heavy
those
this episode.
It was, they've been, yeah, heavy is a mm-hmm. good word for it.
Yes, you do get some lighter moments for okay. sure, especially in the following episodes
okay.
that are coming up.
We have a new character coming up soon. He was on the preview for next time.
We have a new character.
Yep. I'm excited.
We have lots of things happening. It
yeah.
gets heavier again towards the end of the season.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have a bit of light relief coming up, which I think is needed after episode 5. So I don't think it will have the charm of the lasagna scene. That was one of my favourite scenes from that season.
Aww.
And we improvised the end of it, and it got kept in. Which that whole bit about Teddy the detective, Thomas just kind of went off on a tangent, and we just carried on with it. And obviously, our team kept the cameras rolling, and I love that it made it into the take. So yeah, you'll get some lightness, and then you know we've got to finish off with a bang.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah. I'm sure.
That's cool to hear about that scene, because you can really tell, because all of you are actually like genuinely laughing / going, what are you talking about? Which is great. It felt honest.
It did. It actually did have this weird like natural quality to it that mm-hmm. now that you mentioned that it kind of like improvised and they kept it, I'm like, oh, that kind of makes sense, because mm-hmm. it did have that kind of more like raw quality about it. Not that the show isn't like flawless pretty much, because that's very much what Carrie and I think, but this mm-hmm. was like a specific scene where I felt that.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, it was great, wasn't it? I love it.
Laud said, what about the squash and club sequence? Naomi and Drummer are bonding quite well together.
Oh, we loved that, yeah.
Oh, they were like some of my favorite scenes this season, because Cara D, who plays drummer, is an absolute babe, and it was so nice for me to have some female energy around mm-hmm. me as Dominique and also as Naomi, because I'm always with the boys.
Yep.
And I love them, but I have quite a big network of sisters, female friends that I rely on, so I miss them when I'm shooting. And me and Cara just hit it off straight away, and some of our first scenes were dancing and playing handball, so it was like
nice.
A great way to get to know each other and yeah. have loads of fun. And it's funny, because obviously it's you see Naomi blowing off steam, and it felt like that as a break even for me as an actress with what was going on, you know, mm-hmm. what we were the storyline of what was going on in the show. So I absolutely love them scenes. I wanted to do more of them. But yeah, they were also some of my favorites. Me and Cara had so much fun.
Do you know, real quick about her character, do you know if she's a combination? Some people are mentioning Sam combined with drummer. When you do subtitles, it calls her drummer. So do you know anything about that at all?
No, I'm not sure. I know okay. she's definitely drummer.
Yeah.
And I think what the difference is drummer is in the later books.
Okay.
So they've just brought her forward.
Yeah, there's...
But
yes.
I haven't read all the books,
okay.
so I could be wrong.
They've had that so far, like, the beginning of the season. I've already told Maria some of it. I'm like, no, some of it's in book two. But they've done a real seamless job. And real quick, what is her accent? We were just discussing that today, watching the episode. Where's she from?
She's a proper belter. she's actually Ojibwe, in her as an actual person. She's a native Canadian.
Oh, cool.
Which is really cool. Another great diversity mm-hmm. casting moment.
Oh, that's awesome.
But yeah, she's a fully blown belter, so that's why she's got such a full belter accent.
Oh yeah, no, we like it. It's very distinct and
it's great, isn't it? Yeah.
And then
she's got some great stuff coming up.
Oh boy.
We really like her. Again, a great example of like strong female mm-hmm. and just like we love when any of the girls on the show obviously are taking charge and you know, she's kind of showing the guys what's up, because I mean that's necessary.
Yeah.
I love it.
Another engineer, fellow engineer.
Mm-hmm. Will we get to see any more about Naomi's backstory or discussions about her history at all?
There is a there's a little reveal coming up, actually.
Ooh.
So pay attention. I can't remember what episodes it's in, but it's in one of the next three.
Sweet.
So yeah, a little bit more, not too much. You know, we don't want to give too much away.
Yeah.
But there's a little insight into Naomi's story, which will make sense for some of her behavior, I think.
Okay,
for a lot of people.
Nice.
So, it's quite interesting. Says a lot about her.
Mm. I think the only other real quick thing we didn't cover in the episode is, the one, how Eros went into stealth mode and the radar didn't work. And then how Holden kind of reaches out and talks to Earth and Johnson.
Yes.
And Johnson with the scientist but doesn't get any info. And then Johnson getting all the missiles and like, wait a minute, I have a ton of nukes at my disposal right now.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a little dangerous.
Yes, this all further plays out. It's really exciting. I kind of like can't wait for you guys to see the next, well, all of them, but I feel like, you know, with episode 5 being Miller's big send-off, mm-hmm. it also, if everyone was paying attention, planted a lot of seeds for what goes on from here. So that's an issue that carries on being played out, because Fred Johnson's got whoever it is, they're just out there, aren't they,
mm-hmm.
in the universe floating around. Just some nukes, sure.
Yeah. No, baby.
Back to the accents, a real good point made in the chat. Space Champion says belter accents should be as diverse as UK accents. So, good point.
Yes.
They're kind of all over the place, which works because they're in different areas, anyways.
Yeah.
There's different belters from different places. So,
And a scene and it's a small scene, but we loved it. It was just so cute. It was Vassarala calling her husband Arjun.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God.
Right?
I weeped.
Oh, yeah.
I weeped.
That was spectacular.
So cute.
I love that scene, and I'd actually seen it before, but without obviously the other side of it, because they record them separately.
Mm-hmm.
So I hadn't seen,
oh yeah,
I hadn't seen it all together, and I just, yeah, I mean, Sheree is just the queen of everything, as far as I'm concerned. So yeah,
we need some scenes amazing of you guys together.
Yeah, when are we going to see you two again?
Oh,
that'd be killer.
God. I think we'd have way too much fun on set, for a start, because I have way too much fun with Sheree. We go out dancing and stuff.
Mm.
And she's just awesome, but I would love that. Oh, could you imagine Naomi and Eva Serrano in the same room?
It would be amazing.
Yes. Yeah, they at the Comic-Con panel, you both were on the panel, and it was so fun to watch their interactions.
Yeah.
She's my hero.
We have a semi-special effects question for you. So Pamela asked, Naomi was the only one who gets the nosebleed, and what did they use for it, and how icky was it?
What did we use for that? Well, we had fake blood.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we just dribble it out my nose before the take.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very icky. And also, I don't know if they showed it, but I wipe it.
Mm.
So that was kind of icky. But I liked it because it all helps with, you know, kind mm-hmm. of capturing the weight of that moment and how harsh it was on us. So I like that.
Yeah, it definitely came across. So
oh, yeah.
Props to all of you guys, too, because I've always wondered, how does that happen? You guys are sitting there. Do they move the cameras, or does the set move?
Yeah, the cameras get moved.
Okay, okay. The cameras get moved.
They're really hard to shoot, them scenes.
Right.
Because the energy we have to drum up before we go into the take, and we're all separate from each other, so we don't get to look at anyone. It's quite, you know, obviously it cuts together great, but it's hard making sure we're all on the same page and, you know, with the intensity of what's happening mm-hmm. to us. So there's a lot of discussion that happens about the actual ramifications of whatever situation we're in, so that when we're all in our separate chairs, and Kaz is always up away from us as well.
That's
yeah. right. Yeah.
So sometimes we shoot our stuff in the chairs without him.
Mm-hmm.
So even that is like one of us isn't there. So, yeah, they're actually, I find, the most difficult scenes to shoot. So I'm glad that they come out well.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, all of you did an amazing job. Like, you're just sitting in a chair, but we all are like, oh, we feel the pain.
Yeah, it feels, and especially with that stuff pumping into their veins.
With the juice.
The juice, yeah. Exactly. Ooh, just adds to the effect.
The juice ain't cute.
No.
And then another question, which maybe has been talked about in another interview, but what's the meaning of the Belter neck tattoos, especially yours? And do they have any purpose? And it seems like Belters, a lot of them have tattoos.
Yeah.
So how they began is, what used to happen is, like, the idea behind it, I'm probably going to say this all wrong, but this is my understanding of it. The kind of first generation of Belters that went out and, you know, there's that whole kind of quote in the beginning, they built the solar system on mm-hmm. our backs. So the first Belters that went out, the suits, the helmets that they used to wear, used to scar their necks mm-hmm. or like burn into them. So the tattoos were almost a way of showing like solidarity to our ancestors, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I think Ty or Daniel could explain that better, but that's kind of the mm-hmm. purpose of them and where they come from. And then I think it's just gone on from there. You'll see some older people, like I think even maybe Anderson Dawes are a bit more, they look a bit more scarred if he's got them, if okay. that makes sense.
Yeah.
Than like a tat. So, yeah.
How long does it take to put it on? Or get it on?
Me and my wonderful makeup artist worked out quite a, me and Leslie worked out a process to get it on, you know, as quickly as possible in the mornings.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, how long does it take? My makeup doesn't take that long because I don't wear much.
Mm-hmm.
So the tat is actually the longest bit of it. Probably about 15, 20 minutes, that on its own.
That's not bad.
To
not
put
bad.
On well
because
it's all the way around my neck, which makes it
yeah
a bit more difficult to put on. Yeah.
Well, we're sadly out of time, but thank you so much for talking with us.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, it was wonderful. Thank you for having me.
Is there any final words you have on the show, and where can people find you online?
Well, I'm quite active on Twitter. I love Twitter, mm-hmm. and that's at Miss Tipper, but it's MI55TIPPER. Mm-hmm. I'm also on Instagram. I love Instagram as well. That's at Miss Tipper, just MISSTIPPER. And go and binge the first 5 episodes. I've put the link up on my Twitter, so you can do that now. And make sure you tune in for episode 6 next week.
Oh, so excited. Yeah. We just love the show.
We do. We really do.
And me too. We'll be tweeting at you our thoughts for the subsequent episodes. And
yes.
Do you have any final...
I look forward to it.
No, I'm so excited to see character development for Naomi mm-hmm. and just to see where it goes, you know?
Oh, it's going to get juicy, guys. I know. It's exciting.
I'm excited. Boy. So that's for me. And again, thank you so much for joining us. It's really a pleasure.
Thank you.
Bye. do you have any 1 or 2 predictions?
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Let me tell you something. I have no idea what's going to happen anymore in this show because fine. I literally was like, oh my gosh, they killed Miller. So I'm like, well, I'm out of ideas now. So, you know, I don't have any predictions. I do want to see more of, like, Gunner, Bobby.
Yeah.
A little bit more just because I do see her in the previews. So This is going to get real Earth, Mars, like, one-on-one, you know, super battle of the, like, planetary battle. So, yes. I mean, that's the only thing that I can say. It's just going to get super. That's my prediction. And I highly doubt I'm wrong, just saying.
And rewind, but real quick, saying it again, how shocked were you when Julie was, quote-unquote, still alive?
You know...
Were you surprised?
I was shocked, but at the same time, I wasn't that surprised because I felt like Miller had the same thing that Dominique was saying, this kind of like gut intuition, mm-hmm. and he followed it. And, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes when it starts going in that direction, it's rarely wrong. And it worked mm-hmm. out for him, so I wasn't super shocked. I did think that it was going to turn out differently. I thought the thing might, you know, was going to eat him and that was going to be the end of it, but in a different way. This ended up being much more pleasant in my,
in my opinion. Yeah, Bobby's, Placid Dragon in the chat said, Bobby's arc will be kicking big time now. Yes, I'm excited for her arc.
We're so excited.
And I think that wraps us up. Where can people find you online?
At Maria Cavasuto on Instagram and Twitter. And thanks, guys, for joining in and also for chatting with us. You know, Carrie tries to keep it as, like, fluid as possible, and she rocks it.
Thank you. Yeah. Yes, thank you so much for chatting with us live. And if you are watching this later, comment down below because we love to hear your thoughts on the episode. And then reach out to Dominique because she was an awesome guest and she is really great on Twitter of reaching out to the fans.
Yeah.
You can find me online at Carrie D. Lane. That's KARIDLANE. And give the video a thumbs up, 5 stars on iTunes, and make sure to like, subscribe so you can be up to date on when the next episode review will be coming out. And we're so excited for next week because, it's just going to keep getting better.
I know.
So good, exciting.
I know.
thanks again for watching, and we'll see you next week.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.